Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, and as probably many of you know, she's the doctor of the little way, a very simple way, yet very profound way of following our Lord. It's a great trustful way of our Lord. She teaches many good lessons, but she's also one that she very subtly puts in her autobiography some of the very profound things that she does. It can be very instructing as we sometimes meet the challenge in life, especially those like people that we don't particularly care for, always like to rub us the wrong way, almost like you don't need a hair shirt because you've just got your friendly cross that's always hanging on your back that's rubbing you the wrong way and being a challenge. And one of the challenges of today's modern mind is trying to understand that it's not hypocritical to try to show that you like a person or love a person that you don't like. You think, you know, I'm a big hypocrite. How can I do that? I want to tell them I think that they're, you know, what I think of them and that I don't like them. That's not true love of Christ. You, even though we may not like the person, you know, they may rub us the wrong way, and yet we have to love Christ in that individual. Otherwise, we don't really love Christ. Christ made that person. Artists, you know, some of the examples that some of the mystics and saints give us is that, you know, if we want, in fact, I think even St. Therese talks about this herself, she'll say, you know, an artist likes to be praised for his work. And just because I can't appreciate it, just because I can't see what's pleasant, what's good in the work, doesn't mean that it's not something pleasing to God. As we know, God only does good things. And so we have to appreciate even the work that I can't see. That's what St. Therese used to say regarding this one individual sister that used to drive her up the wall. She used to have to sometimes flee charitably. She would have to sometimes flee because she's about to give the person, you know, a what for, you know, tell her exactly what she thought. And so she would charitably excuse herself, not letting on that, you know, she was trying to get her emotions, feelings under control. And as soon as she did that, she'd go back into the fight. That is, she would continue trying to meet the sister. In fact, she'd go out of her way to meet the sister sometimes. Other sisters in the convent would take the long detour, all the long byways, and the shortcut is cross that sister's path. St. Therese would go across that sister's path and try to greet her with a warm smile, to be kindly to her. You know, in times of recreation, rather than going for the sisters that she would have liked to have been around, she would go by that sister. And she had even her blood sisters fooled into thinking that this really was her favorite sister. That this was, as you want to say, her best friend, if you want to say it that way. Not in a disordered way, because she was a religious. But she really kind of showed a certain favoritism, supernatural favoritism, if you will, because she found the sister a challenge to be around. And so she did it as a sign of her way of saying, well, Lord, and she actually puts this in her autobiography, I don't see anything good in this sister, but I know you're doing good things in this sister. And I praise you for those things that you do that are hidden, that can't be seen by others. Because I know you're doing good things in that soul. And sometimes, you know, people are just brought up different. You know, we've got our own little customs and way of thinking and doing from where we're, you know, the way our family works and whatever. And sometimes we meet people that you're just backwards. And, you know, we say you're just backwards. Remember, I'm thinking both ways. To both individuals, each one's looking at the other going, you're all backwards. You don't do anything right. So you have to need to bear that in mind when you find someone's a challenge. It's not them who have they're not the ones who actually have a problem. It's actually you have a problem. You're the one who has to work out trying to be kind, trying to be gentle, trying to be understanding, trying to be compassionate to one who's different than you and doesn't do things the way you do them. As we come to do this, this is probably, I would say, is probably one of the reasons why she's such a great saint, because she was able to see that challenge and answer it and to show that she does love even sometimes those who we find difficult. May Our Lady help us to ponder and meditate on this gift that she's given us in the church, this little way of Saint Therese. It's a gift given to us by God. She doesn't have a great mystical experience. She's very down to earth, giving us very practical things in our own lives that we can struggle with, that we can strive to overcome in our own lives so that we might be pleasing in God's sight. Because God is working good things in all of us. And we need to bear that in mind. We all want to try to be, you know, so far as we're trying to be good, we need to bear that in mind as we work with other people, that there are many people that are trying to just do what they believe is right. And sometimes they may miss the mark a little bit, and so they need our prayers, as we hope people will pray for us so that we too might be good, and hopefully that we might hit the mark, doing what pleases God, trying to serve His mother, and through her, and through that service to her, to come to know and love her Son more faithfully. Praise be Jesus and Mary.